As I said earlier, when we started, we will go into the structure of the language. It's very important to know how to deal with verbs. If you know how to handle the verbs, you know how to handle the language. And again, you're going to achieve everything without memorizing, without learning by rote, without drill, without textbooks, without taking notes, and without homework, because homework is not allowed.
Good,
Yes,
good.
not even mental homework. But it is important at all times for you always to stop when I ask a question, to stop and to think it out, not to guess, and not to do it by sound, because you will be surrounded by sound waves. Don't give in to those sound waves, but take your time and think it out. And for all of you who are listening to the tape or to the CDs, don't rush it. Take your time. And it's very important to stop and think it out and to respond before the response comes on the tape or on the CD. We have four types of verbs in French. We have verbs ending in ER, like parler, manger, demander, to ask, rester, to stay. We have verbs ending in IR, dormir, servir. We have verbs ending in RE, like vendre, to sell, attendre, to wait, comprendre, to understand, and prendre, to take. Mettre is to put. Mettre. Mettre. Put the nickel into the meter. Mettre. And then we have OIR verbs, whatever is left of them, like avoir, to have, savoir, to know, voir, to see. To be able is pouvoir. Pouvoir is also a noun in French. Le pouvoir means the power. The English word power comes from pouvoir. Devoir is to have to, must. Le devoir is a noun. That means the duty. C'est votre devoir. That is your duty. Devoir. And of course, if you put the duty into the plural, les devoirs, that is something which one throws at children, meaning homework. Now, more than 80% of all verbs end in ER. And so we have ER, IR, RE, OIR, but I divide all verbs and put them into two categories, not four, but two. And we'll say either verb ends in ER, that is one category, or it does not end in ER, that is the other.